Ari Lema, the first Jason Voorhees from Friday the 13th, and you're listening to Underground Horror Radio. Jason never dies.
And welcome to Underground Horror Radio here on podunkradio.com. It is your host, Nicole Balakas, Jordan Almond, author. And with me, as always, is my partner in all things and my boss, Justin McPouches.
I don't know if I'm your boss.
Well, you own Podunk Radio, so.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. And this is our third anniversary.
Yeah, we did it.
We've been doing this shit for 3 years.
Yeah, 3 years of Underground.
Give or take. Yeah. Give or take.
No, it's about three.
Yeah.
A little over.
Yeah.
Well, we've been busy. March was busy with Sandy and Liam.
Yeah, March was busy with Sandy and Liam, and it was new job. Just, you know, you had a new job, and it was just a lot of stuff, and, you know, so, yes, we've been away for a little while, and we apologize for that, but here we are.
I don't think anybody cares.
Shut up.
They could. If they do, thank you. Yeah, and plus I had the Treasure Coast Freak Show.
Yes.
Yeah. That was good.
Yeah.
I had fun.
Yeah. So we're going to talk about a few cons today.
Yeah.
And we're going to talk about a couple movies.
We have seen some movies.
Yes. And, you know, play a couple tunes. And, you know, just basically hang out. It's going to be a chill kind of day.
Yeah, the same old shit.
Yeah. Our usual.
It doesn't change.
You'll be going, shut the fuck up.
Well, Nicole was on Not For Air drunk.
I was, and it was fun.
Yeah, you were fucking loaded.
I was not
You didn't
loaded.
Even drink that much.
I wasn't loaded. I had like 1.5 drinks.
Yeah, and it fucked you up.
Well, that's because I have very low tolerance.
Unlike me and Jeff.
Yeah.
And Liam. Apparently, Liam can...
You know, he's got some resolve, man.
Yeah, and Sandy, but
yeah,
not as much.
Not on the gin. She's okay on the gin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we did. I did the Treasure Coast Freak Show.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't bad. I had fun.
Mm-hmm.
All the guests were nice. It wasn't anything to do with that. It just wasn't, I think, as busy as it could have been.
Yeah.
But in retrospect, that weekend there was the St. Lucie County Fair.
Yeah.
So I guess that wasn't really an accountability. We didn't really think about that when it was made, and. Yeah, so the fair, a lot of people take their kids.
Yeah.
And groups of teenagers and adults go to the fair.
Yeah.
And that and the Okeechobee Music Fest was also happening,
mm-hmm.
which I don't know if that really has much to do with. And we're also trying to figure out, I don't know if people here are really into horror as much as... Because, you know, I remember that the Treasure Coast Comic Con, that'll be happening this year in September... was mm-hmm. packed last June, mm-hmm. both days.
Yeah.
And I think, there's nothing really happening here in June other than being hot. But there's no fair. There's no...
Yeah.
There's none of that stuff. And also, I think Comic-Cons, like Megacons coming up, I think,
mm-hmm.
next weekend. Or no, it's in May. But I think that... Because comics are very mainstream now,
mm-hmm.
between the TV shows and the movies, everybody can kind of get into it. Like, hey, oh yeah, you know, kids of all ages can get into it without being scared. It's comic books and stuff. So when you're like, hey, here's a Comic-Con, we're going to have, you know, such and such, and then mm-hmm. people come dressed as Spider-Man or Daredevil, well, not even Daredevil really, but like... I guess Deadpool now.
Yeah.
Superman, Batman. I mean, that's anybody can really be like, oh, I know kind of what that is.
Right.
Horror stuff, 90%, you really got to be in the horror stuff.
Yeah, you
and
do.
As mainstream as it is now with The Walking Dead and with American Horror Story.
Yeah.
It's still, I don't think, is.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? As, mm-hmm. say, a comic
book. It's not
book.
As mainstream as, like, comic books.
Yeah.
And I think that there's definitely an age range involved.
There is.
Yeah, with the comic book
for trying it for the first year. They did great. It just, yeah. I don't think it was big as it could have been just because of those factors.
Yeah, I don't think it was
Spooky,
as big as
the reason
hoped.
Why they can get away with it. Spooky's been around forever.
Yeah.
You know, so
plus
anyway.
Plus they do family-friendly events
And
well.
They're also in an area like Orlando.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this was pretty family friendly. It was nothing
too... No, but as far as horror conventions go...
Oh, yeah.
They do a lot. That's why they do so well, is because they do a lot of family friendly events.
Yeah, Kruger Collectibles, that was pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
And the game hacks and stuff like that, so that was sweet.
And Ari Lehman, who...
Ari, who, yeah, we you know, I told him before who I was, that years ago Sprower did the interview for Not For Air. And then I looked it up, you know, I showed him. I'm like, oh, I remember that. Yeah. And I'm like, okay, that's who this is.
Right.
And, you know, we talked about Underground Horror Radio, and he thought it was cool. And he was like, I did mention, I'm like, you know, it'd be cool if you opened up with Green Jello. And they're actually going to be playing, not here, but Green Jello and First Jason together.
Cool.
Which is, that is pretty cool.
Yeah.
So... I talked to him a little bit about that, and he's like, oh, man, if you could get a show together here. And I'm like, well, I don't know. I can get people to get a show together. That's not what I do, but
yeah.
It would be a cool thing. He's like, yeah, you know, he had a really good idea. We'd get, you know, local bands and have them open and treat them well. And I'm like, you know what? I'm on the same plane as you. So Ari Lehman is a super cool guy.
Wow, that's
good. Also Machete Eddie, who's also in the band, who liked the Jason poster I made. He got one. I gave him one.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I gave him both one.
Yeah.
And, you know, so. And I got pictures of Ari, but it's on the phone. I didn't post it or nothing, because I'm not trying to be like a fame whore or nothing.
Yeah.
You know me. I don't care. Whatever. I'm happy with it on the phone, because, you know, it's my thing. So, anyway.
Yeah.
That was back in March. Now it's April.
Yeah.
April 2nd.
It is. Yeah. We just got through. We survived April Fool's Day.
Yeah.
That's good. Yeah. Some crazy shit. And
yeah, fucking people online. Someone told me I wasn't punk rock. I said, okay.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Trying to fight with... Fighting for people on Facebook's stupid.
Yeah.
Let's see, what else is going on? Ash vs. Evil Dead got renewed for a second season.
Nice.
So that'll be on Starz later on this year. Probably around October again.
Right.
Spooky Empire is happening as we speak. We're not there.
Yeah, they're retro. Spooky is happening right now.
I really wish I can go.
Yeah.
But I'm not. I'm here.
Not this time.
I have to work.
Yeah.
I know.
Real life sucks.
No shit.
Tomorrow is the 90-minute season finale of The Walking Dead.
Yes, it
is. We finally get to see Negan in action, and we're going to finally find out who dies.
He died in the beginning of Superman Batman.
Yeah, he died in the beginning.
And Maggie.
Yeah, no spoilers. Batman versus Superman.
We'll talk. I guess we could talk about that
a little
later.
Bit. We'll talk about it a little bit.
That might be a whole nother review. We might just do a video review of that.
Yeah, I'm still going to mention it, but anyway.
Yeah, well, no, we'll mention it, but yeah. I want to sit down and have a really thorough review and what we thought.
Yeah.
Because.
Yeah.
Plus, we're trying new things. I got a camera now, and so we're going to try doing videos and.
Not the way you're thinking. Your minds out of the gutter.
No. Should have did that when Sandy and Liam were here.
Yeah.
Wait, what are we talking about? Never mind.
Stop it.
English square dance.
Yeah.
There we go. We do miss you, Sandy and Liam.
Yes, we do.
Hopefully it's hopefully it's a little bit warmer there now.
Yeah. Hopefully, but it's not.
It's fucking hot here. You left at the right time.
Yeah, it's fucking hot here, and the air conditioning is not working.
Yeah, it's a
bitch. It's just a bunch of shit. So...
But yeah, Walking Dead's 90 minutes, that's pretty good. There's nothing really horror on TV. iZombie and stuff, but again, I might just do reviews of that later.
Right.
For other stuff. Also, we're going to play some tunes. If you want to hear more tunes and less talking, just tune in over to deathrockradio.com.
Yeah.
And you can find the McPatch's Underground Horror Radio Remixer.
Right.
Remix, whatever you want to call it. That's just straight talk.
Straight up music.
From a bunch of horror punk bands and some other stuff. So,
yeah.
Not that we don't have the tunes on here. We do.
But
we made it 3 years, which is really good.
Yeah, considering I didn't think I'd ever do it in the first place. So,
Yeah. We've done Fatality Fest.
Yes.
Yes, with Andrea Albin, who's amazing. And, you know, it's funny. They live down here now. We never see them still.
Yeah, I know. They moved down here and
They're super busy with Bloody Bombshell Entertainment.
Yes.
But apparently the last con they just did with Joey Fatone, everybody had a good time.
Apparently.
That's awesome.
Yes.
But, yeah, we went to Fatality Fest. That was our first con doing Underground Horror Radio.
Mm-hmm.
Then, of course, we went to Spooky. Mm-hmm. We didn't do MegaCon. We just hung out. We did Shock Pop.
Yes.
Spooky.
Right.
And now I just did Treasure Coast Freak Show.
Yeah, but our first convention was Spooky Empire.
Right, and that was when I did Not For Air for it, which was like the pre-going for this. Yeah.
That was how this kind of got hatched.
Yeah, it was basically the whole idea of it.
Yeah.
We wanted to do something like this, so.
Yes.
You know, because I had the other shows, and, you know, we talked a lot of geeky stuff, me and Matt did.
Yeah.
And it was good, but the problem was we couldn't do any other shows because it would just be the fucking same show.
Yes.
So when you, me and you got together, I'm like, well, you're not any of us.
Yes.
So, and you actually, you know, you write books, so I'm like, oh, let's try this. And so here we are.
Yep.
You know, met a lot of cool people over the years, so we're happy.
Yes, we have. Yeah.
3 years for this, 6 years in total for me. 7 if you count the 1 year in actual radio. So, yeah, not too bad.
Yeah.
I'm exhausted.
Yeah. Well, you own your station now. It's pretty good.
Ah, it's exhausting. But it's good. Yeah, yeah, it's good.
You did all right.
I did all right, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, a Homicidal Geek Show I'm on there, too. We haven't done one in a while. We might do one soon. Probably see how spooky went with Raven Homicide there. But Morbid Movies.
Yeah.
So we saw, I think, 2 movies now since
our last
time. Army of Darkness and the one before Nightmare. No, we did one after Nightmare on Elm Street because we kept talking about the drinking.
Yes.
Okay, so we did do Nightmare on Elm Street right before Sandy got here, I think.
Yes.
So Army of Darkness. We just saw Army of Darkness about a couple weeks ago at Morbid Movies.
Yeah, on the big screen.
On the big screen. Movies like Worth. They also reached their anniversary of 1 year.
Yeah.
This month.
Yes, this month.
For April, yeah.
Yep. And they are showing Creepshow.
Yes. I think, is that the original anthology movie?
No, it's not the original anthology movie, but it definitely brought anthologies back in the 80s.
Right. Well, then Twilight Zone did one too, right? The Twilight Zone's been around since Black and White.
Yeah, Twilight Zone actually did theirs before Creepshow.
The movie?
Mm-hmm.
Twilight Zone, the movie?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
A couple years.
Creepshow I've seen, mostly I watched 2 more than any other one a lot, because that was always on TV when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
But the raft is what gets me the oldest.
Oh, I know.
The raft.
I read the story, and the story just killed me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
so.
Creepshow 1 is great. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, $10, Morbid Movies, Movies of Lake Worth, April 15th.
Yep.
Which is 2 weeks from now.
Tax day.
Yeah, tax day. Definitely come out.
Yep.
And it's only grown. It was nearly packed last time. Nightmare on Elm Street was fully packed.
Yes.
Army of Darkness did really well as well, it looked like.
Yeah, the word's finally getting out, and people are finally showing
from
up
all
for
over.
Stuff. Yeah,
yeah,
so people are actually traveling to come see it. So it's not a bad deal.
No, I mean, it's what we always said. We've said this when Evil Dead came out, Evil Dead 2013 came out.
Yeah.
When we went and saw, I think, probably one of the last, it wasn't a midnight screening, it was like 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
But I think it was, they stopped doing midnight screenings not long after that.
Yeah. Now
and
they do it much earlier.
Yeah. And somebody else that does reviews, midnight screenings, you know, they were talking, obviously it's not really at midnight, that's what they call it, but they were saying the same thing. It's like there really hasn't been a midnight screening in forever.
A couple years now, yeah.
But if you love those, you know, old horror movies, double feature type things, you'll really like Morbid Movies because it's cult classics, and each month they put out another one that one night only.
Yep.
And it's $10, which is not bad considering at most theaters it's $10 or more at night.
Yeah, and they do really great raffles and stuff.
Yep,
and
prizes. Every now and then we'll throw one out when we can. So there's that. I hit this goddamn thing again. And, plenty of cool stuff. Go like them on Facebook and check out the website at morbidmovies.com.
Yep.
So, anyway, that's that. Let's play, let's play a tunes. And then,
tunes.
We'll play some tunes, and then we'll come back and talk about, I guess, us. It's our anniversary.
We'll talk about cons that are going on right now.
Yeah,
we'll talk about a couple movies we saw. Some of the TV
When are we going to talk about us? It's our goddamn anniversary, woman.
We did talk about it.
Oh,
already.
Good. Okay, good.
Yeah, we got that covered.
I'm doing acid. All right, we'll be
Woo!
Back.
Double R. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Underground Horror Radio here on podunkradio.com. And we just heard some tunes.
Yes.
Yeah. So, anyway, so like we said, it's been 3 years, and, you know, we've been a little busy last couple weeks just trying to get life back in order. New job, all that good stuff.
No job or new job?
New job.
New job, yes.
And not me, him. But I'm still dealing with my same job.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we did watch a couple movies.
What, in theaters?
No, we haven't gone to see a horror movie in theaters in a while.
Since The Boy?
Yeah.
The Boy.
And we talked about that.
Yeah, we did.
Mm-hmm.
There are some coming out this summer that look good. Like, The Shallows looks really good.
Yes.
And the other one is Lights Out. Oh, yes. The Darkness, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, with Kevin Bacon.
Yeah. That looks pretty good,
Plus
too.
Plus all the superhero movies.
Yeah, because they're scary.
No, but I mean,
we have a lot of movies to watch.
Yeah.
So, we watched, I watched We're Still Here. We Are Still Here. And it wasn't what I thought it was going to be at all. It was actually pretty clever. It was set in the 70s, which was kind of funny. And it was set in an old farmhouse, which I really liked the house. It just reminded me of when I was a kid. And the storyline was kind of unexpected. It was ghosts, and there was also a very he who walks behind the rose demon kind of thing happening. So that was pretty interesting. And I thought the acting was pretty good. That one, I got to watch that on demand, so that was pretty cool. And then we watched He Never Died with Henry Rollins. And absolutely loved it. That was fantastic. It was so perfect for him. It was the perfect film for him. It was the perfect role for him. And he just knocked it out of the park. It was awesome.
Come up, you know, get their Macintosh computers out and hire DJ Fuckhead. I'm Fuckhead. I have no talent. I have no talent. I play other people's records. Records. These like super self-important guys who carry suitcases of records.
Yeah.
And what are you? I'm a musician, man. I'm a DJ. You're a fucking thief of music. You're a record player. You can kiss my fucking ass. Okay.
Good old Hank.
Yeah.
Always last to know.
Yeah, he's always the last fucking one to know.
No, Henry Rollins knocked it out of the park.
Yeah, it was
awesome.
It
was almost like it was written for him.
Yeah, and I think it was, actually.
He did produce it.
Yes.
Co-produce it.
Yes.
It wasn't a huge budget, but for what it was good.
They did amazing. It was amazing.
I almost would say that would be great in theaters.
Oh, it would have been great in theaters.
It might have been at a couple festivals. Who knows?
Yeah, I think it was.
But it was nice to see it on that. I saw an advertisement for it a couple months ago for DVD. I just was like, oh, shit, when are we going to have time to go buy it?
Mm-hmm.
And it came up on Netflix. And we're also talking about Daredevil here in a little bit. But in the midst of watching Daredevil, which we had to power through, you know, because that's an hour marathoning. Because we want to get through the season to talk about it.
Yeah.
We saw that, too. And we're like, we'll have to come back to that.
And we did.
We did. And it was, I loved it.
Yeah, I did, too.
At first, I thought maybe vampires, but it was about something else.
Yeah, it was kind of something, it was something else.
Oh, I also thought it was something else, like angels, but it wasn't.
Yeah. And you're just not sure. The whole way through it, you're really not sure what's going on until the end.
Until the end, yeah.
And he explains. But it's actually, it was really, really well written.
Really good acted.
Really well acted, really funny.
It's not purposely, I guess, trying to be funny. It's just Hank.
Yeah, it's
his
just
reactions
his reactions to things. Yeah, it was very funny, but also it was definitely
a fucked up movie.
It's violent. Very bloody and violent, you know, and but just really smart and
good.
They are looking into possibly making a series out of it. So
with Henry.
Yes. So that would be awesome if that happens.
Yeah, because Old Hank. You know, Henry Rollins is great.
Yeah.
You know, between Black Flag, Henry Rollins Band, just him talking in general.
Yes.
Smart guy and fun. It seems like he's a fun guy.
Yeah.
But the face.
Yeah, the face. He just, it was just perfect. And actually, I'll give that a 4.5 out of 5. I thought that was really good.
Yeah, I do
really
too.
Good.
He's just one word responses.
Yeah.
Where are you going? Out.
Or just his face. Just his response in his expression. You know, they'd ask him a question and he'd just give him a look and it'd be like,
okay.
Yeah, you get it.
Don't.
You totally get it. Yeah, just don't. Yeah.
And then, you know, one, where are you going? Out. I'll be back. When?
I'll be back in a minute.
In a minute.
Yeah.
Just very quick. And all he wants to do is sleep.
Yeah. What do you do?
This is it.
This is it. What do you do all day?
Jillian, I hate you. Why are you calling me?
Yes. I remember hating you. Why did you call me?
Yeah. He was really good. Check it out. He Never Died on Netflix and DVD and Blu-ray.
Yes. Go buy it. Put some money in Hank's pocket.
He's got all that punk money.
Yeah.
But no, Henry Rollins is fucking rad. He was really good in that. What else did we see? Daredevil.
Yeah, we watched Daredevil. The best thing about Daredevil was the Punisher.
And Kingpin. D'Onofrio.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just gave away a little surprise there, but yeah.
You know
Vince,
it by the...
Vince, it's in it.
If you haven't watched it yet...
You haven't watched it yet, I'm sorry. I just spoiled it for you, but Kingpin is in it.
Yeah.
And he plays a very integral role in the whole thing with the Punisher, so that was really
good. And I have to say, Bertrand does a great job.
Yeah, Bernthal Frank. Does a great
is
job.
Is it Bernthal?
Yeah, John Bernthal, yeah.
Yeah, Shane.
Yeah.
Good job, Shane. No, he really, he didn't like him as Shane.
No, I didn't.
Because, he did his job. He was an asshole.
Yeah, he was an asshole before the whole thing happened. That was the thing, though. He was a dick.
Yeah.
Just from that first scene, he was a dick.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, and that's what you needed to counterbalance Rick.
Yeah, because Rick's the goody-goody-goody.
Well, not anymore.
Well, he was. He's but still. He's not anymore.
What? Bleeding.
What? Yeah. Just covered in blood. What?
What? But him as the Punisher, as Frank Castle, is very good.
Yeah.
And everybody that did the Punisher stuff before, retrospectively and respectfully for their own roles and their own scripts and their own movies, did fine.
Uh-huh.
They all did great. And I like Stevenson a lot. And Dolph Lundgren even. And that was like one of the first Marvel movies.
Right.
But
I think of all of them, this is the closest interpretation.
They did a really good... Well, they had a lot... They had more than 2 hours to work on it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, they had... And that's the thing about Daredevil. You didn't have just one movie.
Right.
Regardless of what cut you did.
Yeah.
You got more than that with the season to really go over it, go with Stick. Electro was in it. Electro was eh.
Eh.
I didn't really enjoy Electro too much.
No, I didn't. And
what they did.
I actually didn't like that whole side story.
No.
I didn't like any of it.
But the Punisher.
The Punisher was awesome. And actually, they could have probably built the whole fucking
thing on
season
him.
About him and that whole thing. But
Now he's really the Punisher.
Now he is really the Punisher, yes.
Yeah.
But it just was...
It was good.
Yeah, it was okay.
Well, we'll see what happens
in
season 3.
I loved him, and I loved the thing with him and Kingpin. All the scenes that they were in together were awesome.
Great, yeah.
And the storyline with the two of them was awesome. But it's pretty sad, and I've said this before, that, you know, the most interesting thing on a Marvel comic book show is not the lead
main
character.
are you saying that Jessica Jones was not great, but David Tennant,
exactly. It was the same thing.
The Doctor?
Yeah, but
who's
even
no
that,
longer on Netflix.
Even that, I didn't really like that storyline. I didn't finish watching that series.
Oh, that's right. I did. That's right.
Yeah, I didn't even finish watching it. I didn't like the storyline. I didn't like him. It's not that I didn't like him as a bad guy. I didn't react to it, I guess, the way they expected us to react to it. And I just didn't.
You didn't care.
It didn't work, no. Plus, I didn't care enough about her. So that's probably why.
Yeah, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah.
What else are we watching?
I've been watching The Walking Dead. You haven't.
No.
The season's actually been pretty good. This last half of the season's actually been pretty
better.
Good, yes.
Because the first half, without Carol of Duty, sucked.
Yeah, yeah. So, there's a lot going on. This is the big season finale.
So after that, we'll talk more about everything.
The whole season, yeah. Big season finale is coming tomorrow, 90 minutes long. I already know that Norman Reedus is going to be a guest on Talking Dead.
Well, that can't be good.
He did have something happen to him in the show last week. So we'll see. We'll see who's going to end up being dead.
Somebody said something on Facebook. It was a meme going, oh, don't worry, he crawled under a trash bin.
Oh, yeah, just like Glenn. That happening with Glenn, though, is the only reason why I don't think Glenn's going to be the one that gets the wrong end of the bat.
Right.
Yeah, so...
I told you, it was Maggie. Got shot with the pearls.
Oh, shut up.
It happened.
Batman.
After she fought the boy.
Yeah, right.
She's just in all kinds of shit now.
She's in all kinds of things, yeah.
Supernatural, though. I liked her a lot in Supernatural. Yeah.
But everybody can just breathe a sigh of relief because she cut her hair in the show, Walking Dead. So, because everybody's freaking out because she cut her hair. They thought, oh, she's dying in the season. Because
no, in the show, she cut her hair,
she
right?
just cut her hair.
How's it look?
It's cute. Short. It's real short.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so.
Tomboy short?
Like, really short.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Like my mom short.
Oh, yeah, all right.
Yeah. But cute.
But cute.
Yeah.
She's cute.
She's cute, yeah.
In English.
She's very British, yes.
They all are, mostly.
Yeah, really. Half that show is British.
Yeah. But don't feel bad. Beth is alive and well on Arrow and Flash.
Yeah.
She was a Queen Bee or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't really pay attention. Like, I don't know every reference in Arrow and Flash.
Yeah.
Because I don't read a lot of DC comics, but I know enough.
Yeah.
But, no, Arrow's all right, and Flash is good. Flash and Supergirl was pretty all right. I know, you don't like Supergirl.
I didn't like any of it. I just didn't like the Flash. I like the Flash, but he didn't even really fit in that. You know, it just didn't.
Well, he's from a different universe.
I realize that, but it still felt like they crowbarred it in there for ratings.
Please be in here.
Yes.
Barry Allen.
Yeah, here, let's just shove him in here and put him in the middle of all this. Hey, we'll throw all these things at him, and then they'll go.
We want you to shoot in California. Wow, it's really warm here compared to Vancouver.
Yeah.
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. Because I think they shoot Arrow and Flash up in Vancouver.
Yeah, I think so, too.
They did that with Smallville, too.
Yeah. Canada's just good for it.
It's cold.
Yeah.
Soskus.
Yes.
They're working on some stuff. I don't know what they're working on, but they're working on some stuff.
Well, they're working on Rabid. They're working on Hellevator. They're working on a lot
Well, they're
of
back
stuff.
On social media again.
Yeah.
They take breaks because they're busy. But
yeah.
Hey, if you were a twin making movies and comics and stuff, you'd be busy, too.
Uh-huh.
So, you know.
Yeah.
We're not twins, though. We're husband and wife.
Yeah.
I don't know what that has to do with anything, but I said it.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know either. Okay.
Put the crack pipe down.
We're going to play some tunes.
Satan, baby. Satan. Look out, honey. It's a big black witchcraft rock. Model head on the chopping block. I said, I look out, baby, the big black witchcraft rock. Let's rock. Some fun. So pee your pants. Look out, baby, the big black witchcraft rock. Oh, yeah, look out, baby, the big black witchcraft rock. I said, look out, baby, the big black witchcraft rock.
And welcome back to Underground Horror Radio.
3 years.
Here on PodunkRadio.com.
3 years.
Yeah, so, yeah, it's been 3 years.
Years.
Yes.
Hey.
Yes.
Three.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Years. 3 years.
Yar.
Yar.
Yarp.
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 Narp.
Remember, on HBO, you can watch Tits and Dragons.
Yeah. Game of Thrones. So, anyway.
that's what I heard, was Tits and Dragons.
Oh, shush. So anyway, so this weekend, Spooky Empire, it's, their retro weekend. Alice Cooper's there.
I'm not even pulling it up because we're not even there.
No, we don't need to pull it up.
Alice Cooper, Heather Langenkamp, Amy Steele.
Yeah.
Taryn, what's her name? No, not Taryn. What's her real name? Jennifer, Nightmare on Elm Street 3.
Jennifer Rubin.
Jennifer Rubin.
Yeah.
Joey.
Rodney Eastman.
Oh, Rodney. What a good man.
And didn't they have the other one, too? The one with the glasses? The kid?
Yeah, he's there.
Yeah, so.
And the chick that got put in the TV.
Yeah, so that's
I forget their
cool.
names.
They had a reunion, so that's kind of nice. So, unfortunately, we weren't able to make it this time, but, you know, we have some friends that are there hanging out and stuff, so if you hear this.
Pretty much everybody from the author panel is there but us and a couple others.
No, they're not. It's like two people.
Yeah, that's true.
It's only two people. Mitch is there, so go check him out. Bubba the Redneck Werewolf. And Scott Baker. That's it.
Well, I think... Isn't Reanimator? He was at Disney.
Joel? He's not there.
Not Joel. Like, no.
Jeffrey Combs?
No, the guy that we know that writes the Reanimator books that we always see.
Peter Rolick?
Yeah.
I have no idea.
He might be there.
Well, he's not normally.
Morgan Wilson, who's a good artist, will be there. She did that robot.
Yeah.
So check her out. Please check out the vendor room. Very cool stuff.
Yes, definitely. Go buy some
Alton's
t-shirts.
Alton's there, too. So, Alton, if you ever listen.
Yeah. Hey, Alton, buddy, you get your stuff out there. Yeah. So, anyway.
That's
so, if you heard us tonight and you are close to Orlando or can get there, they're still on for tomorrow. So, go check it out. And also.
I am off tomorrow. We have lunch with my mom.
Also, having, if you're not close to Orlando, but you're closer to Jacksonville, Mark Patton is at the Collective Con this weekend as well. So there's a lot of stuff going on.
Mark Patton, you say?
Yes.
We know him.
We do. We know him very well. And
he's a good dude.
He is a very, very nice man. And, you know, he's in final production stages for Scream Queen. So I'm really excited about that. He's also been in a movie. He just shot a movie. So, yeah, he's getting back into it. So that's pretty cool.
Think there's Never Sleep Again, guys.
Yeah.
For finding him.
Yes.
Because he didn't know.
He was off in Puerto Rico. I had no idea.
Oh, I thought he was in Mexico.
No, Puerto Rico.
Oh, he was. Okay. He was in Puerto Rico.
Yeah. So, yeah, he had no idea. And all of a sudden, here he is. And he's right in the middle of everything. So it's pretty cool. Trying to think. What else?
3 years.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we're happy that we have fans.
Yes, we are. We're happy that
in
we have
England,
fans.
In England
and everywhere. Yes.
And we appreciate everybody listening in. And,
yes.
Liking Facebook. That I think I get more likes for that than anything else. Certainly mm-hmm. not for air.
Right.
But which I'm very happy about. Underground mm-hmm. Horror Radio is... me and Nicole's baby.
Yes.
Not for Air was my baby, too, but
closest
this,
thing to a baby work.
This is
have.
Much better, yeah. I like this one for a lot of other reasons.
Yeah.
And, you know, listen to Death Rock Radio. It's awesome.
Uh-huh.
Our good friends of ours run that. Well, people that are awesome run that station. A lot of good DJs. So if you're into, like, goth, industrial, new wave-ish stuff, you'll like it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's true.
Yeah, if you like this show and the music we play, you'll definitely like it because I throw a lot of it in there.
Exactly.
What else? TJ Lynch, horror artist extraordinaire. Check him out if you want some cool shirts and
patches.
Just well, he doesn't really make patches.
Or
we got another guy for patches. Yeah, artwork and figures. He makes figures for horror bands.
Yeah.
So that's pretty awesome, really, I have to say.
Uh-huh.
A lot of good art out there.
Yeah,
I got some art.
Yep.
We haven't put that up yet, but I might, because I was going to bring this to Spooky and, you know, have people sign it, but that never happened.
Yeah.
With the working.
Yeah. So we'll save it when we go.
Specifically October. The Nightmare on Elm Street one would have been perfect for now.
Yeah.
But that's out.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever. Yeah, I got a lot of stuff with Joel's hanging around the room.
Yeah, we got a lot of stuff with Joel. Joel is, his new Halloween 2 artwork, his poster's already sold out. He's going to have another printing.
Nice.
And the shirts are coming out soon, so really excited about
Very
that.
Very cool.
Yeah.
So, I don't think there's really, I mean, MegaCon's coming up, if you're into that sort of thing. Our friends are going to that. I don't think we're going.
No.
I wouldn't mind going for a day to dress up. I kind of miss dressing up, maybe not in the robot suit. I'd have to make something else. I kind of want to make a Jason suit, actually.
My God.
What?
That is so hot.
So is the robot suit.
No. Jason would be hotter.
Well, what am I going to wear?
I don't know.
Well, sheesh.
You could just be Herbert West. That went well.
No, I don't think so. I might do that for Halloween again. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's coming up. I think the only other things coming up before Spooky that we're definitely going, I'm definitely going to, is going to be the Treasure Coast Comic Con.
Yes.
And then PomCon for a day or so. But Morbid Movies every month.
Yeah, every month. And he always updates to let us know what he's going to be playing. And
So Creepshow.
You can put in your suggestions and requests, and he'll try to see what he can work out. And
yeah, I'm hoping for some summer Jaws movie.
Yeah, I'm hoping for Halloween, too,
Rob Zombie's Halloween, too.
Fuck you.
Fair. That's a good answer. Fuck Me is right, because
that's a horrible film.
It's fucking terrible. Not as... Oh, yeah, by the way, for you horror fans, go to YouTube and look up CinemaSins for April Fool's Day. Okay, if you don't know what CinemaSins is, this is what it normally is. They play movies, all types of movies, and they show you the movie more or less, and it's a review, and they sin all the shit that's wrong with it. And it's really, really good. Well done. So for April,
funny.
It is fucking funny. Nicole loves Harry Potter, and she still laughed at all the mistakes in Harry Potter. They said,
yes.
But the Twilight ones.
Oh.
Or what was it? 50 Shades.
Oh yeah.
The fucking bonus meter.
Yeah, I couldn't even watch that.
It was hilarious.
Yeah, it was hilarious.
But so what he did for April Fools was they put on Troll 2
Was it Troll Hunter?
No, it was Troll 2.
Oh.
Yeah, and instead of sinning them, they were removing sins because they kept saying how a good movie it was. We all know that's a lie.
Yeah.
So definitely check out CinemaSins. It's fucking hilarious.
Yes.
So anyway, if you like horror, as we all know, Troll 2 is, wow.
Yeah.
Probably the worst fucking movie ever made. Next to The Big Bad. Yeah, but I don't think Troll 2 was trying. Big Bad tried. That was everything from a college trying to make a serious movie.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, real quick, Batman Superman.
Yeah.
We didn't quite get to that.
Nah.
We got 2 minutes.
Meh.
No, we're going to...
No, that was my response.
Oh.
Meh.
There were a lot of flaws.
There's a lot.
Yeah.
I did
like Batflack.
I didn't.
I know, but that's not your problem.
Yeah.
I mean, that's whatever. I like Batflack a lot.
I didn't.
I know you love Bale, but... I like Jeremy Irons.
I love Jeremy Irons. He was probably the best thing about it.
And again, I'll make a video probably soon.
I like Henry Cavill as Superman, but even he was a little too angsty for me in this one.
Yeah, he was. Amy Adams was just there.
Yeah, I just... They
wasted.
Know, they basically... Somebody likened her to being a wet noodle, which is pretty much all it was. It was like they would just throw her in for him to save at the most inopportune times.
Yeah. And even though that's kind of what you do in Superman movies, that was still completely...
Yeah, but at least she had some strength in the first one. She didn't have any strength. She's just a weeping flower.
Yeah, Lex...
Yeah, no, don't even...
Eisenberg. Fuck. Yeah. Christ,
yeah,
why?
That was not, yeah.
I kind of knew anyway, like, why him? But,
yeah.
And at the trailer, I'm like, well, he's kind of quirky. And then he was turning up the Ledger a little too much.
Not even.
No, he was trying to be Ledger without being Ledger. You know, because that's the new thing is try to outdo, I guess, the Joker.
Yeah.
And be, woo-hoo-hoo, but you're not the Joker.
No.
You're Lex Luthor, who's... This should have either got Rosenbaum from Smallville or Bryan Cranston.
Yeah.
Cranston would have been good.
Yeah.
Yeah. But Zack Snyder, fuck you. I don't know. Yeah. So anyway, is that it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. Let's play one more tune. We're out of here. We're done.
Yeah, bye!
We've had too much to drink.
Yes.
Not really.
Not really.
Thanks for listening. We'll be back.
Hopefully next week.
Probably.
Hopefully.
Hopefully.
Yes.
You know, and stay tuned to Death Rock Radio and, of course, Podunk Radio. If you're into punk rock, there's plenty of shit going around for that. So
yes.
Enjoy.
Bye.
They're coming to get you, Barbara.
Stop it. You're ignorant.